Carrie and Tommy.
Stuck at home?
Listen live or subscribe to the Catch Up on the Hit app.
Or stream us on your smart speaker.
Well, it's been another weird week as we all try to adjust to that ever-changing new normal, like Carrie's dad, Brian, has done in the kitchen.
I've had every meal, breakfast, lunch and dinner out for 45 years.
And he's not joking. When I moved in with him, he didn't have the stove connected.
I decided that I'd better learn to cook some food.
After 45 years of eating out, what was the first thing that you cooked?
I don't know if you'd call it cooking. But I sourced some Singles cheese, took that home with some bread and some corn of the cob. Come on, mate.
People are using their time at home in different ways. Dr. Chris Brown decided to try some DIY gardening. He just chose the wrong plant to prune.
I sort of got the hectares out and started to chop it, and it didn't cut completely, so I bent it over to snap it off.
Oh, no.
And it sprayed this white sap in my face. And into my eye, and I thought, oh, well, that's probably not ideal, but it'll be fine. And then it started to burn and discovered that it's a highly toxic, highly corrosive fat that can cause blindness. They just flushed my eyes out with saline. They just looked at me strangely.
And wanted to say to you, we're dealing with much bigger problems, mate.
I know, have you heard of corona?
Yep, shout out to the healthcare workers working their butts off.
We are all in this together.
In fact, all the essential services that people are providing.
I am a support worker going from client to client, masked up, gloved up.
Oh, Melinda.
Are you overwhelmed at the moment? Are you having any time to yourself?
No, not at all. I go from work home to family of seven.
Far out.
Actually brings me to an important message that I read earlier about the current climate and having sex. You've got to be more careful than ever. As
yes,
you would know, Melinda, with seven kids.
I think there's going to be more divorces than there are going to be.
They're going to fold out south.
And as Carrie described in this meme...
There's a meme that's going around saying a lot of parents are about to find out that the teacher was never the problem.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. That was such a polite laugh.
We send our love to all the teachers and educators who've been working under tough conditions.
I actually work in the childcare industry, so I'm just ringing up to say well done to all the educators out there.
Good on you,
Cass. You're a legend, Cass. We couldn't be doing any of this without you, and I think having our kids home will remind us even more what an incredible job you all do.
Yes, well, it's a bit hard to do social distancing with not a 2-year-old.
I'm finding the same thing at home. They don't understand when I say 1.5 metres and 1.5 metres.
And it's not just confusing for the toddlers.
We need clarity. It's hard to understand what you're adhering to. So you can only have 5 people at weddings, but you can have 10 people at boot camp. So if you just get married at boot camp, then you can have 10 of you
wouldn't
there.
It, wouldn't it be great when you just have to get the best man? Quick, Barry, get down and do a sit-up so they don't know it's a wedding.
No, forget boot camp. You should all be staying at home and playing along with our new game. Are they drunk or are they just dumb?
You tell us what happened. We have to guess whether you were drunk or just a bit dumb.
The incident was a harbour cruise with my ex-husband.
Oh, no.
He was saying his goodbyes at the end and I was standing with his wife, who asked me the time. I turned around to get some light on the face of my watch and stepped off into Sydney Harbour.
I mean, it's the end of a harbour cruise. You were definitely drunk, Sandy.
Yeah.
No, I was not. There's a gap between the pontoon and the
pier. Oh, yeah.
In this new world of working from home and homeschooling kids...
It's constant fights. They're up my ass everywhere I go.
Carrie and Tommy decided to give parents a well-earned break.
We're going to do some live on-air babysitting.
First up was Aaliyah.
Hello.
How old are you?
9.
9. What's your favourite subject? What are you going to do when you're older?
She's here.
Oh, cool.
She's
well,
gone shy.
This might be perfect. Steph, did you just say that Aaliyah's gone shy?
Yes, she has.
Which means she's gone quiet, which means we've shut your kids up for you, which is exactly what we're aiming for.
Working from home has meant that we're discovering new things about our partners.
Belle has just messaged me, our producer, saying that she's discovered her boyfriend's a diary guy and that he has his calendar diary where he writes little lists and highlights them and then ticks them off when we've done them. And I just made me a little bit of vomit rise up, to be honest.
But Belle would be that girl.
Oh, yeah, totally.
She's constantly sending me emails that I could not care about.
Oh, don't be like that.
What she is, she'll send me 4 emails about appointments that I didn't know that we had being cancelled. And I'm like, I'm back to square one anyway. Who cares?
But we soon discovered, how dare you mock the diary guys?
I'm a diary guy, so I don't really see what's wrong with that. I'm listening to the radio thinking, what am I doing wrong?
Like an online diary guy or a Kiki K kind of diary guy?
An actual diary, like a pen paper diary.
Are you writing in things you want to do for the day, or are you writing in who you've got a crush on?
I actually wrote down that I was going to call you guys today at 3:20.
But I guess if you're working from home, the silver lining is you don't have to deal with Karen from accounts.
Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman. G'day, Karen, eh?
Hello, Tommy and Carrie.
Oh,
hello.
I love you already.
Oh, why? I am obnoxious.
Hello, Karen B.
Hello.
Is there a name that you would prefer us to use instead of Karen?
Janet.
Yeah, Janet. Oh.
Janet's perfect.
Let's go to Karen C now. G'day, Karen.
Good afternoon. I'd like to speak to a manager, thanks.
And finally, even Carrie and Tommy braved the new world of working remotely. And that introduced a not insignificant delay on the connection.
Yeah.
It's
hard
going.
And to those parents who are... I know. I may as well be on Perth time and you're on Sydney time and we're trying to just guess when the other person is talking.
You're just a little bit behind. Not enough that we can work it out.
Yeah, just enough that you think, well, there are two people that have never talked to each other before. Right.
Anyway, so as you were saying.
But the laughs about the delay soon turned into serious on-air meetings.
The thing is, when we plan and we go in to start our break and you say, okay, you start on this, we kind of need to stick to it, because when we start then you jump in, then it doesn't work.
Well, I thought we were saying that I would start.
Oh,
when
no,
I
guys,
say I'll start,
we're
with
having a fight.
The force.
All right, you do it then.
Yeah, no, you know what? I don't even care anymore.
I promise you he does care, and they'll both be back on Monday, delay or not, so that we can all navigate this crazy world together and maybe have a few laughs along the way.
Stay safe, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Carrie and Tommy.
Stuck at home? Listen live or subscribe to the Catch Up on the Hit app.
Or stream us on your smart speaker.